The Audible Indigenous Writer Circle is currently ongoing, mentoring Indigenous authors from all around the country. Local talents Megan Aker and Calypso Hain are in the program. They spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about what the Writer's Circle is all about.
It's a program that is run by Audible that has a bunch of Indigenous authors that then pick mentees to work with and support emerging Indigenous writers to build capacity in the community for Indigenous storytelling.
This year, we're running from the summer till the end of the year, and every person gets paired with a mentor. We have workshops. We get one-on-one time with our mentors. We get to build a community of authors. It's a great experience for Indigenous writers.
Both Aker and Hain have unique journeys on how they got here.
I was living in Montreal for a long time, and then I just felt pulled back home to Edmonton. And on my flight back to Edmonton, I actually started writing my first poem. That was in 2020. And then ever since, I just started getting more and more into poetry.
I've been writing my entire life. I started writing short creative fiction when I was way younger. And I only started writing poetry a few years ago. I heard about the Writer Circle through an ad on Instagram. I was like, that is so cool. I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind. And then I went to dinner with Megan, and we ended up actually talking about it, and I was like, I think I should try applying for it. That was like a little boost for me to go ahead and actually try this thing that really scared me.
Aker and Hain are both really happy to be in the Writer's Circle and to be mentored by Indigenous writers.
It's been really helpful as the process has come along to just take it as an opportunity to learn and be really grateful for that opportunity. And a lot of the other writing opportunities I've had in the past have been with non-Indigenous writers and mentors. And so this has been really, really beautiful to actually be able to learn from other Indigenous writers. Just, I feel so grateful to be part of the conversation and part of this community.
Also, like Megan, all of my writing experience, all of the people I had learned from, it came from a white perspective and a colonial perspective. It's just been such a fulfilling journey for me to be able to learn from people who are like me. It does feel like this is just the perfect place for me to be, like I was meant to be here. My spirit is so happy and fulfilled right now.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.